The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of our broadcast. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. In this hour, in just a couple of moments, we'll be welcoming our guest to the program. His name is Matt Stein. It's the first time he's been with us. His book is called When Technology Fails, and you do not want to miss this interview. A couple of news items, however, left over from the last hour that I need to mention to you. Canada has a new anti-spam law. And if you're anyone that's involved with internet marketing or marketing with social media, you really need to check into this. In fact, if my business partner, Bob, is listening, consider this a memo to you, Bob, to check into this deal, because you may be subject to fines of up to $1 million if you violate Canada's anti-spam law, which will be, the fines, I guess, won't be enforced for 2 to 3 years out. However, it's a very, very strange deal that they have here. Apparently, it's not enough that somebody opted into your email list, but it goes beyond that. You have to justify that this person wanted to get as much information as you're sending them. It seems really unclear, which is scary when the fines are $1 million. So if you're anyone involved with internet business or internet marketing, you need to check on that. Also, on the Bitcoin front, Dell Computer announcing this week that it will now accept Bitcoin as an additional form of payment. And our friends over at Blockchain, that's blockchain.info, announced a new Bitcoin Android app. So if you're someone that's looking for an alternative way of holding your Bitcoin, you can now do that on an Android app, a new Android wallet that's available over at blockchain.info. You can get more information on it over there. Before we welcome our guest on again, we're offering a freebie this week. We've only been on GCN now, I think, this is our fifth week, maybe our sixth week that we've been on. I've lost track. But we want to find out who's listening and where you're listening. So what we're doing is we're offering a freebie, which is if you will simply call our office, which this number I'm going to give you goes directly to a voicemail, and just leave your email address on the voicemail, I will then send you a 48-minute audio overview of my new book on finances and prayer. And a lot of people, they wonder, can you really pray if you have a financial problem? Is it wrong to pray for money? Can God give you guidance and direction when it comes to finances? You're going to be surprised by the answers and surprised by the information. And we want to give you that audio for free. And you're not buying anything. You're not signing up for anything. In fact, you don't even have to talk to anyone. All you've got to do is leave your email address on the voicemail, 888-427-8755. The number again is 888-427-8755. And we'll get that out to you within the next 24 hours. Again, 888-427-8755. Leave your email address on my voicemail. All right, we welcome for the first time to our program. His name is Matthew Stein, and he's author of a new book called When Technology Fails. And he is a smart guy, graduate of MIT. And Matt Stein, welcome to Jim Paris Live.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Looking forward to it.
Now, you have another book that I also have on my bookshelf. I forget what the name of it is. It's something like Be Prepared for Anything. What's the other book's title?
The other book is When Disaster Strikes. And basically, it's a prepping and survival handbook. See, when technology fails, the subtitle describes it well. It's a manual for self-reliance, sustainability, and surviving the long emergencies. So it's a huge phone book-sized book that covers everything from old-fashioned technologies in case the world melts down to living more sustainably and self-reliantly while the world is working, as well as emergency prep and survival in the event that either you have anything from a short-term problem, you know, an ice storm or grids down a few days or hurricane or flood, to a total meltdown of society. Now, when disaster strikes is really focused. People said, well, that When Tech Fails book is great, but I want something smaller for my go bag. And some people just said, I don't care about all those things. I just want to know how to prep. And if there is something happens, I want to know how to survive and prep for it. And so When Disaster Strikes is focused on the survival and the prepping and includes EMP, solar storm, surviving a nuclear catastrophe, how to survival strategies in the event, you know, what you need to do is different. Say if it's a dirty bomb or a meltdown like Fukushima or somebody actually detonated a nuclear weapon. They're very different strategies for each of the three. So the books have some crossover, but they're also a lot of different. You know, like there's about a third of When Disaster Strikes is borrowed illustrations and information, rearranged and updated, and two-thirds of it is all brand new.
Now, this book, I think if I understand it right, and I did, I bought this maybe 3 weeks ago, and I was surprised at how big it was. It's like 500 pages, and as you described, it is the size of a city phone book. It's huge. Let me start by asking you what I think what struck me is the average person doesn't realize really the consequences of the power grid going down.
I think for most of us,
Matt, most of us think, well, you know, when the power goes out, when there's a storm, you know, you might not be able to, your food only stays cold for a few hours, and so you might think, wow, if this goes longer than 3 or 4 hours, my meat might start thawing out. So these are the kinds of things we normally face in terms of these short power outages. However, I've been in power outages here in Florida where there were hurricanes where we had power down for like 4 or 5 days in one case. And then you get into some really weird things like that the gas pumps don't work and things that you would never think about. What are some of the big things that happen when the power goes down that most people aren't really thinking about?
Okay. Well, in 3 hours, most of the cell phone relay towers start running out of power. So people think, oh, my cell phone is good anywhere, anytime, right? But, you know, 3 hours after power goes down, a lot of those relay towers will start losing their backup batteries. In 3 days, the central switching stations lose power to keep your landlines going. Most of the hospitals and police stations and places like that are going to lose their power, their backup sources of power within 3 days to a week. You know, that's about all they have. You're going to find the refrigeration goes down, the internet goes down, you're going to find that in a long-term grid failure, like from a solar storm or a terrorist act, whether it's a virus, you know, in other words, the terrorist could attack the grid for a long-term grid down situation from multiple ways. It could be 30 cells with bazookas or hand grenades or high-powered rifles taking out massive transformers that would take, when 14 of them fried in a solar storm in 2006 in South Africa, in order to replace 14 while the rest of the world was still working just fine, it took a year to get those custom-designed, custom-built transformers in a rush. Normally they're a 3-year delivery now for a single one. And so, you know, people don't realize how vulnerable our grid is to long-term grid failure. So think about, like, if you're in a big city, okay, no elevators, it's summertime, no air conditioners, no lights. Think about no refrigeration.
The traffic lights go down and on and on. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with our guest Matt Stein, the book When Technology Fails. You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. This is hour two of Jim Paris Live. Good to have you with us. We're live every Sunday night. A lot of people wonder when they're listening, is this a replay of a show that comes on during the week? No. This is a live program from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern every Sunday night on GCN. And my guest during this hour, his name is Matt Stein. His fantastic book is called When Technology Fails. And Matt, just before the break, you were going through some of the different consequences of the power grid going down. One of the things that I think about is what happened with Hurricane Katrina. And if I were in that city, the city of New Orleans, I would be mostly afraid of my fellow citizen more so than even the fact that maybe my refrigerator is not operating, my air conditioner, maybe that I can't buy gas. I'm afraid of what's going on. And apparently in some of the shelters, there were sexual assaults. There were robberies. People were walking the streets with guns. It became literally like Mad Max within a matter of hours. Does your book talk about the risk of being in a big city where there are a lot of people when maybe law enforcement simply can't respond anymore to emergency?
Yeah, my book, When Technology Fails, addresses that to a small degree. And people kind of complain and say, hey, you know, you need to have more on self-defense. So the more recent book, When Disaster Strikes, has a really excellent chapter on self-defense, including some basic ammunition, gun information. If someone's really into that subject, then they'll know more. But I also talk about physical self-defense in the event that, you know, sometimes you might be in a situation and perhaps if you're, you know, female or you're older and don't look really strong, then knowing certain techniques can make the difference to allow yourself to get a break, because you can surprise someone and all of a sudden do some of these techniques that will help you break loose and get away with the element of surprise. And they just wouldn't expect that someone who looked like you would be able to do something like that. And I had a six-degree black belt friend of mine worked with me with a couple of his students to do the pictures and all the photos. And he guided me on the best, you know, what his, in his opinion, were the best techniques to use. So that's addressed to a larger extent in the newer book, When Disaster Strikes, than in When Technology Fails. When Technology Fails, I mean, they're both great books. They, and like I said, there's some shared information between the two, but certainly there's a lot of brand new information even in the second book that wasn't in the first book.
And a lot of us simply don't realize, for example, the consequence of what happens with a nuclear power facility when the power goes out. We have a couple of them here in Florida, and one of them is not too terribly far from where I live. And tell us what happens on day one, day two. Kind of play that out for us if the power were down for several days.
Okay, well, this is going to tie into solar storm and EMP. And but I just want to go over a couple of things real quickly, and then we'll get into that. One thing to think about when the power's out is before the Internet, before just-in-time deliveries, they had giant warehouses at every city in America with at least a month's worth of food stored in warehouses in and around all major metro areas. Now we're down to 3 days. So basically the food, the stuff that's on your shelves at the end of the week, most of it was on a truck going somewhere across the country at the beginning of the week. And so think about that, that when the power goes out, when the deliveries stop, those shelves will be bare very quickly, and what you don't have stored and stocked yourself, you're not going to be able to go out and get it. You know, and there will be people, it's a heavily armed country, so there's a lot of people will be roaming the streets, and some of them will say, well, I'm going to take what I don't have because I didn't store anything up, so I'm just going to take it from somebody else. Okay, also think cascading failures. When Katrina hit, it was a big example of central services cascading, and every day gets worse and worse and worse for the first 2 weeks, and then there's nothing's working after about a week. Just there's nothing at all working. When the entire infrastructure is damaged, just nothing's working. And it took a long time. Now, imagine something like an extreme solar storm, which is not one of these 1 in 10,000 years or 1 in 40 million years like the dinosaurs got wiped out. Extreme solar storms happen on the average once every 75 to 100 years. Now, that seems like a long time, except when you count the fact the last one of these big storms happened in 1921, 90 years ago, and the one before that happened in 1859, the big granddaddy storm, the Carrington event, happened in 1859, only 60 years before that. So the scientists are projecting a 1 in 8 chance every decade for one of these storms, which sounds like, I don't know, would you board a plane if you were told, don't worry, there's only a 1 in 8 chance it's going to crash? Like,
no.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely
I would not,
not
board that plane. But the thing is, when and 1 in 8 doesn't sound too bad every decade, except it's been 9 decades since the last one. So that means we're living on borrowed time. Okay, and here's the thing about the solar storms. Is when we had a big solar storm in 1989, it was one-tenth as strong as the 1921 one. Amazing northern lights, lit up the sky really good. They had to reroute flights over the North Pole, and it disrupted communications. And one of these massive transformers that the grid is totally dependent on fried in the province of Quebec, one fried next to a nuclear power plant in New Jersey, and one fried in the UK. Well, what did that do? Well, in New Jersey, it caused some sporadic blackouts in the East Coast. The entire province of Quebec was blacked out for a couple of days, mostly 6 to 9 hours for part of it, a couple of days for much of it. And there was 15 simultaneous failures in the first 30 seconds of the solar storm. So 15 failures, one of them being a massive transformer, and the grid was blocked out to an entire province, a really big province, but only about 9 million people, because Canada is not as populated. Okay, so now imagine, that sounds like not too bad, like, you know, we could handle that. Well, make a solar storm 10 times stronger than that one, which happened in 1921, and what do you get? Well, the government was pretty worried about that, so they sponsored a computer modeling by Meditech Corporation under the Oak Ridge National Labs was overseeing it, and the Department of Homeland Security was sponsoring it. And they did a computer analysis of the entire North American grid, and they showed that like 370 of these big transformers would blow. Well, you say, well, so what? 370 transformers blow. Big deal, right? You know, you go down to your local hardware store, you buy a new transformer. Wrong. These transformers are 350,000 to a million volt transformers. They're 20 feet tall. They're 100 tons each. They're $10 million approximately each. And it's a 3-year waiting list to get one. Normally, you can rush them and get some more on order, and they'll be here in only a year, okay? Now, if one of these went down in Quebec and 14 other small failures and it took the whole province down, one of these went down in New Jersey and there was some pretty big blackouts on the East Coast, killer trees in 2003, they said it was terrorists, but then it turned out some power lines shorted onto trees, caused cascading failure on the East Coast, took out power to 50 million people from killer trees, you know, those highly trained terrorist right. trees. Okay, 50 million people. Now imagine 370, not one American transformer, but 370 going out. And now imagine 2,000 of them going out in the world from the same solar storm. And you're looking at a situation where things are down for many months to many years. You're
wow.
looking at the end
and
of...
We've got a break coming up, Matt, so we're going to have to put you on hold. And we'll be back with our guest, Matt Stein, the book, When Technology Fails. You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and a worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. We're live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Our guest during this hour is Matt Stein, his book, When Technology Fails. We're going to open it up now for your phone calls, and also you can ask a question by email. So here's the drill. The email address is jim@christianmoney.com. You can send your question in by email to jim@christianmoney.com. Or if you call in, we put callers on the air first, and then we revert to the emails if we don't have any callers. So the call-in number tonight, your question for Matt Stein, 877-317-6432. That's 877-317-6432. And you go right on the air because nobody's in the queue right now. This is the first time we've given out the number tonight. So your question for Matt Stein, 877-317-6432. All right, Matt, let's move ahead and talk about the nuclear power plants and what happens after a day or two or three or a week with no power.
Okay. Well, when the grid goes down, each and every nuclear power plant is designed to go to emergency shutdown mode. So, but they're not like flipping the switch in the wall. In other words, when you put the power plant into emergency shutdown, it just starts slowing the reaction in the core. You have to keep those fuel rods cool with running water and cooled water baths for 3 to 5 years after you start slowing down this reaction. So they've got to be cool for a long time. Now, all of our plants are required to have a week's worth of backup fuel on hand to keep backup generators going so they can keep the water pumps going so they don't burn up. The official explanation for the meltdowns in Fukushima was that when the earthquake hit, it knocked out the grid instantly. So there was 4 out of 6 of those reactors at Fukushima were operating when the earthquake hit. The grid went down. two of those reactors were down and shut down for refueling. The fuel rods don't last forever. Every couple years or so, they got to be swapped out for new fuel rods. So what happened is four of those generators kicked in and kept the four working reactors cooled for 20 minutes after the earthquake. Then the tsunami comes along, and it wipes out three of the four backup generators because they're all on the ocean side. So five of the six backup generators at the plant, four of which are operating, the ones on the ocean side all got wiped out. So those three reactors melted down and were destroyed and could never be used again. I mean, they're worthless. They're radioactive pieces of junk now. The only one that was saved was number six that had a generator on the uphill side. So the reason I'm saying this is those reactors were shutting down properly until the backup generators got wiped out by the tsunami. So now think about a solar storm. Solar storm hits, the grid goes down, no gas is being pumped, no gas is being refined, the internet's not working, no sewage pumps are working, no water pumps are working, no refrigerators are working, no nothing in our world that we're used to is working because the grid goes down. I mean, at first, with backup power, things work for a little while, and then when they run out of fuel, then they stop working. Well, unfortunately, when a shutdown nuclear reactor runs out of fuel, instead of just like a car stopping, the reactor starts melting down and blowing up like Fukushima did. And so we've got 104 nuclear reactors in the country. Now, they're all mandated to have a week's worth of fuel on hand, because normally when the grid goes down, it's only down for a day or two at a time, right? Or maybe, you know, maybe a week. But normally if it's a week, it's only just a really isolated place, and there's not a problem bringing in a truckload of fuel. But if you've got a situation like a major solar storm, like happened in 1921, or an even bigger one that happened in 1859, you're going to see a situation where it's going to take the grid down for months to years. Now, who's going to make sure that diesel fuel trucks, when the world's falling apart, when there's armed gangs going everywhere, where people are starving, where there's mass chaos in the street, who's going to make sure that diesel fuel trucks show up like clockwork at each and every one of the 104 nuclear power plants and keep them going? Chances are decent that somewhere some of those plants are going to start melting down, going critical, and being just like Fukushima. Now, unfortunately, in our country, 37% of the population lives within 50 miles of a nuclear power plant. That's more than one in every three Americans lives within 50 miles of a nuclear power plant. Now, for instance, there's Indian Point is 10 miles up the Hudson River from New York City. Now, what do you think the people in Japan would be doing if Tokyo was 10 miles from Fukushima? They'd be in a lot of trouble. And now imagine now that one in three Americans lives within 50 miles of a nuclear power plant, and that in the event of a long-term grid failure, unless the government makes some decisions and decides to fix this problem, and that's a good news, bad news thing. The good news is for the price of a single B-2 bomber, there's been hardware invented that could be protecting these critical transformers from frying in the event of a solar storm. The bad news is that so far they're just talking about doing it. Like for 50 years, the Army Corps of Engineers said the levees around New Orleans were going to fail when the next Category 3 or stronger hurricane hit New Orleans. The engineers predicted they would fail. And for 50 years, those warnings were ignored. In fact, they actually approved the money to fix them at one point in time, and then they sluffed the money off into something else and didn't fix them. So we're in that situation right now where the scientists and engineers, really sharp guys, are saying this is a problem that will happen. It not may happen, it will happen. It's guaranteed to happen. These storms hit the Earth. The last time they hit them was before these massive transformers were invented, before we had a big electrified grid, when they just had individual cities electrified. So when it happened in 1921, yeah, it burned down Penn Central Station with induced things. It burned down some telegraph stations. You know, caused some minor electrical fires, but not a big deal. Well, if it happens today, it means the end of the internet, means, you know, the crash of Wall Street, it means Washington, D.C., is you know, the whole country's in collapse. It means like 100 times worse than Hurricane Katrina happening over most of the country and for an extended period of time. And yet, for the price of a single B-2 bomber to fix it, they're dragging their feet and not doing anything other than talking about it. So
unreal.
It's a good news, bad news situation.
And the name of the book is When Technology Fails. Our guest is Matt Stein, and the questions are pouring in by email. If you want to ask a question by email, jim@christianmoney.com, Or you go right to the head of the line if you call in with a question, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Matt, the first question here, it's kind of long. I'm not going to read the whole thing. This person's emailing from Chicago. They're saying that they are currently storing enough gasoline so that they could fill their car up on their own and they could get out of the city of Chicago. They want to know, is that the best thing, is to have a place to go to get out of a major city? I mean, I would think that would make sense, but what
certainly
are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and what you want to do is think strategic partners. Like, think communities, think group. Think there's safety in numbers, and if you've got other similar thinking people and you can pull together. So, for instance, maybe you have a friend with a farm somewhere. Check out the nuclear map. If you go to whentechfails.com, which is my main website, very information intensive. If you go scroll on the front page down to 400 Chernobyls and click on read more, you'll find the nuclear map that shows where all the power plants are in the country. So you're going to have some time. Now there's a difference between a solar storm and an EMP. And I agree 100% that in an extended grid down situation, you've got to get out of major metro areas. Because where is a city of 10 million people or 5 million people, where are they going to pee and poo when there's no sewage pumps, there's no water pumps?
And we saw that in Katrina, absolutely. One other quick question then before we get to this break, then we'll get to more questions. Somebody wants to know, what is the best item to have to sell or be able to barter with during a crisis?
Well, there's a lot of different items. Guns and ammo are always great to barter. Big lighters, toilet paper, food. I had a wonderful, my wife was Dutch-Indonesian immigrant, and she had a friend in the Dutch Indos in the San Francisco Bay Area. And this lady, Dee, wonderful lady, and I'll tell the rest of the story when we get back because it's
all
such
right.
a value.
Coming back from a break, and we'll talk about bartering during a crisis. Our guest is Matt Stein, his book, When Technology Fails. You are listening to Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. My guest, and this is our last segment, your last chance to ask a question. The guest is Matt Stein. His book is When Technology Fails. Before we go back to Matt, again, a quick reminder for those of you that would like to get the free audio overview of my book on finances and prayer. All you've got to do to get that is simply leave your email address on my voicemail. Call right now. It'll take you 2 seconds. You'll also be on the email list, which means we're going to be able to invite you this week to our free online workshop on crowdfunding. That is how to raise money on the internet for your idea or project. So here's the toll-free number to call, 888-427-8755. Take a quick second, get your first name and your email address on the voicemail so we can get that into the system and get you your free audio as well as your invite to the free workshop this week, 888-427-8755. And Matt Stein, before the break, you were sharing with us, we were talking about items to have for barter, and you mentioned a lot of different things, guns, ammo, food, and then you were starting to share a story about your wife's friend and bartering for food.
Okay. Just quick on the items. Antibiotics, water filters, backcountry water filters, food of all kinds, colloidal silver generators, edible plant books, think things that people are going to really need. Now, back to my story. Dee and her husband lived on a small farm in Indonesia during World War II in the Japanese occupation, and they came to the United States with a little bag of diamonds and rubies and emeralds and gold. And you'd say, well, how do, you know, small farmers from the hill country in Indonesia happen to have diamonds and rubies and emeralds and gold? Well, they had food when people were starving. And each, a bag of vegetables, a small sack of grain, a small sack of rice were traded for each of those diamonds and emeralds and rubies that were pried out of necklaces and bracelets. So think about how cheap those goods are now and how expensive they are in barter and trade when people are starving. So if you don't have a lot of money, it's great to have something portable and compact like diamonds and rubies and emeralds and gold, but if you don't have a lot of money, your money will go a lot further into things that will be barterable and tradable when things fall apart. So keep that in mind.
Okay, now the next question here, someone's emailing us from Mississippi. They want to know about storing water and what's the best way to store water. They're talking here about, do you have to have chemicals to put in the water every so often to keep it from going bad, or should you drain out your water storage device and refill it periodically? What's the best way to store water for the long run?
Well, there's some chlorine dioxide is a really good chemical that kills cryptosporidium and everything. If you want to do cheap storage, simple Clorox bleach, and all you need is about 5 drops per gallon to purify it. And once it's purified, it doesn't take a whole lot to keep, you know, adding a little bleach now and then. Also, really think, water is heavy and difficult to store lots of. So storing some water is really a good thing to do, especially in a dry climate where you can't get water. But in a wet climate where you have a lot of access to water, think more about storing chemicals to treat water. Think more about storing water filters to treat water. You know, because think about, like, there's a great device called a SteriPen, which is, like, you've probably seen the movie Men in Black where, you know, the guy, the aliens come and he pulls his pen out of his pocket and says, everyone take a look, and gives a click and poof, their memory's gone. Well, the SteriPen you pull out of your pocket, you pull the cover off, and you stick it in your water bottle that is maybe, you know, water that you're not sure about because it came out of some ditch or river, and you give a click and the blue light goes off and you stir it while the blue light goes off for about 10 seconds and it zaps all the bugs in that bottle of water. Now, the downside is if it's scummy green water, all bets are off on the SteriPen. You really need a water filter, or you need to boil it first, because anything that shields the bugs from getting zapped by the light is going to keep them from getting killed by the SteriPen. So just think, though, portability and the ability to purify water on the run are really important things for your grab-and-go kit. Now, I have some great information on my website, totally free, under articles like purifying water, how to purify water, how to sterilize water. There's another article on the front page called Building the Ultimate Survival Kit, if you want. And I don't sell anything directly. So if you click on the information there, you'll pay just the same price as everybody pays. We get a modest associate's fee to help support the website. But you know you're going to get high-quality stuff, like a good quality colloidal silver generator, a SteriPen, good backcountry things, a rocket stove, you know, stoves to purify, backcountry packs, you know, sleeping bags, things you might need if you have to be on the fly, if you have to pick up and go. Now, we all hope that when the emergency happens, we can stay put, because it's much easier being in our homes. But what do you see when you see a disaster? You see people walking down the roads. You see people who've had to abandon their homes and leave. And so hopefully that's never your case or my case, but emergency preparedness is about insurance for your life and your family. And, you know, insurance, nobody buys insurance for a car and says, gee, I want to get in a head-on collision today. It's like, no, you buy insurance to protect you in the event that what you don't want to have happen happens. And that's what emergency preparedness is all about. It's insurance for yourself and for your family.
And here's another email from one of our listeners in Chicago. They want to know about family communication. This is a great question because I have the same question. My daughters are now living back home with us. They're college students. For a while, they were living on their own together a little bit away from where we live. But our son lives over in Orlando, which is like an hour and a half away. And I often wondered, you know, if something happened, I mean, there's all this tension now with the Soviet Union, you know, what would happen if, or I should say Russia, what would happen if we had a problem, you know, where all of a sudden it was in the news that the U.S. and Russia were going to war, or, like you said, the solar flare or some other event, just the grid went down. It just, who knows why it went down. How do you stay in touch with your family? Because right now, the only way I could call my son would be on his cell phone or to send him an email and say, hey, we're rendezvousing at this point. Do you need to have this planned out in advance? Or what could you do in that situation?
Well, you need to have multiple contingency plans. So, for instance, locally, you could say, if we're all separated and can't get home, I live in wildfire and earthquake country, then you say, we're going to all, if we can't, you know, get to places, let's meet at, like, the schoolyard in town at the middle school, that kind of thing. You can also say, well, if we're having troubles communicating locally, then we're all going to call Mary Sue in St. Louis, because often you can get a call out of the area when nobody can call across town or into the area in a disaster, like the earthquakes, Loma Prieta earthquake in the Bay Area, for example, was like that. And then you can have a contingency plan, too, where you know your local ham radio operators, if you're not a ham radio operator, because when things are down on the grid and when communication systems are down, the first communications they're going to be getting out are going to be the ham radio operators, and they're going to be able to talk to people long distances when nobody else can communicate. And so by learning, by getting yourself associated, even if you're not a ham radio operator, there is a, and I've forgotten the name of it because I'm not a ham radio operator, but I've got it in my chapter on communications and when disaster strikes. There's an organization that you can get a hold of, and they can put you in contact with the local hams and do this ahead of time while things are working, because your chances of getting this information when things fall apart is going to be about zero. So you've got to plan these contingencies ahead of time so you have multiple backups, because you can't count on any one thing working right.
All right, and we're going to do one more question, then we're going to give you the last minute or two, Matt, to tell us all about your website, all about your books. Somebody wants to know here, this is an email from the Los Angeles area, about putting together a family medical kit. What should be in like a first aid type of a kit that you should have on hand in case, I understand from some of these books, maybe you do this in yours, you even talk about how to do like do-it-yourself dentistry and things like this. What all should somebody have on hand in their emergency medical kit?
Well, an extensive medical kit should, I have that listed in my books and on my website, When Tech Fails. But some of the things off the top of your head that are very critical is you should have needles and threads for suturing. In the old days on the battlefield and in the hunters, they always carried needles and thread with them, so they could stitch themselves or their buddy up in the event that there was a life-threatening wound or you know, big gash, they could stitch up. My daughter once had to stitch a friend up without any training, and it healed perfectly. Make sure you've got an ACE bandage. Make sure you've got inch-and-a-half cloth tape. When you see people walking down the roads, that's one of the most important things in my first aid kit is that cloth tape. What happens when people walk down the roads in America? They're going to blister up. Blisters are going to pop. Not going to go anywhere. They're going to be stuck sitting where they are with bleeding heels. So before that happens, you
and Matt, I'm going to have to cut you short there because I want to give your website out here before we run out of time. What is the website again, and how can people get the book?
Okay, information intensive website, whentechfails.com. Buy the book at Amazon, at any local bookstore. Support your local businesses. Get them to order it. Also, mattstein.com. And I like to leave you with my motto, and that's I ask everyone to do their best to change the world and do your best to be ready for the changes in the world. And thank you so much for having me on tonight.
You're welcome, and we'll be back next week. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7.